California's water year is coming to an end, and officials warn the two-year drought has already ventured into unfamiliar territory. Wade Crowfoot, secretary of the state's Natural Resources Agency, says drought is natural for California, but it's now being exacerbated by climate change.
Record high temperatures both this winter and spring meant about an 80% reduction in the amount of snow and water that flows into our reservoirs from what we anticipated based on a century of historic records. Those high temperatures meant that more of our melting snow in the mountains either was absorbed into very dry soils or evaporated into the air.
According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, all of California is in a drought. But a growing number of the state's 58 counties, almost 40 of them, are at least partially in the highest level of drought, exceptional. That's worse than moderate, severe, or extreme drought. It's gotten so dry in some areas that the state has had to ship bottled water to small districts that have gone dry in several California counties, including Monterey, Santa Clara, and Santa Barbara. And now the largest reservoirs in California, operated by federal and state projects like the Shasta Dam, are experiencing acute shortages. Officials warn this year is on par with the state's driest year ever, 1977. Carla Nemeth, director of the state's Department of Water Resources, says this year is actually worse.
We've had the lowest record inflow into Shasta than we've had historically, and we are starting the year with combined storage in the major reservoirs of the state and federal projects, that's Oroville, Shasta, and Folsom, at a combined record low. And that is very much driven by increasing ambient temperatures that are, when you look at the historic record, used to be exceptional. We're moving into episodic, and now, frankly, are very common when you really look at the record starting in about 2010. So that's the big difference here.
Bracing for the worst case scenario, a third drought year, officials are calling for a 15% reduction in water use across the board. Governor Gavin Newsom ordered a 15% reduction in about 50 counties in July. According to state data, the North Coast watersheds, like the Russian River, were the only ones to meet that goal, exceeding it actually, cutting water use by 16.7%. The San Francisco Bay Area reduced its water use by 8.4%. The Central Coast, like Santa Cruz and Monterey, reached a 5.4% reduction. The rest of the state, like Southern California and the Central Valley, didn't even reduce water use by 1%. Crowfoot says it's time to step up.
Some parts of the state stepped up and achieved that 15% reduction and even exceeded it, particularly where conditions were most acute, like the Russian River watershed. But overall, the state water usage was only down about 2% in communities. So there's obviously a lot of important work to do there.
Southern California coastal watersheds reduced their water use by 0.1%. The Central Valley reduced water use from the Sacramento and San Joaquin rivers by 0.8%. This comes as state officials are having to impose water curtailments, forcing some farmers to stop or dramatically reduce irrigating crops. In some cases, farmers have begun harvesting crops early. The repeated call for a 15% reduction in water use is being made days after Governor Gavin Newsom signed a $24 billion climate change package, including $5 billion in funding for future water management and drought adaptation. But for now, officials say drought is not an issue money alone can solve. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.